is your wife or mother a racist? And while we're at it, a sexist. We should ponder that. We should reflect on that. We should inquire. We should probe so that you will know whether or not you or someone who is close to you is in fact giving off telltale signs, call them dog whistles, if you will, of their own deep-seated racism and sexism.
This sounds like it goes beyond microaggression.
Yes. How to tell if your wife or mom or you is a racist? Does she believe in keeping a clean kitchen?
That's the standard now.
If she does, then Professor Jenna Drenton from Loyola University in Chicago, by the way, in their business school faculty.
This is Professor Denton?
Yes, Professor Jenna Drenton.
Drenton with a DR, okay.
In their business school, who says that she shows how social media platforms present new opportunities for consumers to express their identities and navigate life transitions. This includes multiple facets of digital consumer culture, monetization, gender and identity, from individual consumer behavior to systemic macro level structures, et cetera, et cetera.
Woo, sounds like strong academia there.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Sounds like blah, blah. Sounds like gobbledygook.
Word salad.
However, she's very concerned about what she calls pantry porn.
I'm sorry, you said porn? Pantry porn. Okay. Does this relate to what people post on social media, maybe?
If you keep a clean kitchen, then it is a sign that you are tied to institutions with a history of classist, racist, and sexist social structures.
Ooh, okay.
So we got ourselves another garden variety Marxist here, hiding behind the term social structure.
Yeah.
Quote from her. Cleanliness has historically been used as a cultural gatekeeping mechanism to reinforce status distinctions based on a vague understanding of niceness. Nice people with nice yards in nice houses make for nice neighborhoods. Actually, that's true. Nice people tend to keep nice yards. People tend to make the neighborhood a nicer place. Do you get the feeling that no one who is a neighbor of Jenna Drenton thinks she's not nice?
It would be interesting to see her house, a place of residence, if it's apartment, condo, what have you. If she keeps a clean place or does not.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Well, first of all, I doubt it. I don't think she'd be criticizing something she's doing.
Yeah.
But again, quote, this is Professor Jenna Drenton from Loyola. What lies beneath the surface of this anti-messiness, pro-niceness stance is a history of racist and sexist social structure. Oh, boy. So here's what drives her nuts. It drives her nuts that there are all these postings on social media about how to have a perfectly appointed and organized kitchen and pantry, and that almost all of these videos are posted by
Ladies, yeah.
Okay. By women. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what drives left-wing feminist nuts. When women aren't making the choices that they want them to make. So, of course, you not only ridicule and mock them, if necessary, you need to start slurring them. You need to start slandering and insulting them. And that's what's going on here. Quote, again, from this Loyola professor, magazines like Good Housekeeping were once the brokers of idealized domestic work. Now, Online pantry porn sets the aspirational standard for becoming an ideal mom, ideal wife, and ideal woman. This grew out of a shift toward an intensive mothering ideology that equates being a good mom with time-intensive, labor-intensive, financially expensive care work. In other words, now she's upset that some women don't want to go out in the workaday world with her, so they join her for white wine at 5 o'clock at the nearby bistro, and instead are spending all their time with children and family.
Oh yeah.
So
patriarchal, right?
So it is. The obvious question is Mrs. Vandervoort?
Oh my goodness!
An institutionalized racist and sexist,
based on this University of Chicago Loyola.
And don't dodge the question,
Professor. By all means, my wife would be. My wife wants to have a very clean kitchen, and we just remodeled.
Racist.
I've talked off and on about our remodel project
sexist
stuff over the last year, and so yeah. And the other follow up question I'd have for this professor is: do you ever go out to eat at a restaurant? And if so, are you even moderately concerned about how clean or dirty the restaurant kitchen is if you're going out to eat? You'd think that if you're going out to eat as a restaurant customer, you'd want to have a restaurant that has a kitchen that's pretty clean, if not really clean.
So now, again, keeping a clean kitchen is not a sign of being, you know, fastidious, but instead now is a sign of being racist, which means prove to Professor Drenton you're not a racist. Be a slob and keep a messy and a disordered kitchen.
Yeah.
Just throw stuff in the pantry like I do. And that's what I'm doing. Oh, I've got this nailed. Whenever Lisa complains.
Oh. Right.
I'll say, honey, I'm showing I'm anti-racist.
How come you didn't
by not engaging in pantry porn?
Yeah, how come you didn't wipe up the counter? How come you just threw things into the cupboard and they're knocked
maybe
over?
Maybe because I'm not hostage to the patriarchy, honey.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
I mean, this is a direct parallel to either academicians or social activists in the last couple of years that have tried to complain about punctuality.
Yeah.
And if you show up on time or things like that, this is somehow a sign of white supremacy and it's oppressive.
It's a sign of whiteness to be on time.
Yeah.
It's a sign of whiteness to believe in the work ethic.
Uh-huh.
Again, this is not what I say. This is what progressives say. So to show that we are not engaging in a culture that is just an overlay of white supremacy, we need to stop emphasizing things like being punctual and being on and working hard.
Keeping a clean kitchen.
And in this case, keeping a clean. see how ridiculous
cupboard
this has gotten? Yeah. By the way, what we were saying about, you know, this, you know, what is whiteness, which, by the way, strikes me as incredibly stereotypical and incredibly racist to assume that these are qualities that are tied to race rather than tied to personal habits or culture.
Sure, yeah.
But
or just
this
individual values.
This is a Saturday Night Live skit.
Practically,
a college professor who is complaining about other women being incredibly efficient and well-organized and alleging that their cleanliness and their sense of putting things in order and being able to pack things in an orderly, efficient way is really tied to racism. It's really tied to sexism.
Yeah, you can definitely see the subtext here that this professor that's going down this path really does not like anyone who's going to devote a lot of time and attention to their living circumstances or their organizational circumstances within their home.
It, again, I've been telling people for years, the problem with the left is that leftists politicize everything. Everything is political, including, I guess, whether you organize your kitchen pantry in an impressive way. If you do, then it is a sure sign that you are rooted in racist and sexist dogma.
Yeah, and I guess the other parallel here is that for so many examples on the political left, if it comes down to a matter of political disagreement, then the answer must be because your political opponent is racist.
Well, no, that's
or has some inherent racist tendency.
When you're losing a debate or you can't debate, that's what you do. You throw out name calling. You throw out slander and slur to say, doesn't matter what this person says because they're racist, so don't even listen to them.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's how the left engages in debate. They run from debate and call names over their shoulder.
They're certainly trying to.
This reminds me of Ibram Kendi after
the anti-racist author. Right.
Yes. After Amy Coney Barrett was nominated to the Supreme Court, there were a number of articles about who she was. And who she was a Roman Catholic mother of, I believe it was either five kids or seven kids, but she and her husband adopted two children from Haiti. He accused her of being a colonizer. Because she dared allowed someone who wasn't like her to join her family, bring these children into her family. Again, that is how the left thinks all the time.